Ezekiel 37:4. The Lord's speaking to Ezekiel and he says, speak this prophetic message to these bones. And this is what he starts out to say. He says, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And I believe the Lord is speaking that message to this generation, to us today, to this country, to these churches. And I believe God's speaking that message to our hearts. And I want to do something a little bit different today. You can go ahead and be seated this morning. The band's going to stay here, and I want to ask the prayer team to get ready to come up in just a moment. And we're going to take a few moments this morning, and we're going to pray for healing. But it's going to look a little bit different today. And the way we do it is I want to start with some scripture to show you some things in the Word of the Lord that may be a little bit different. You've been, some of you in this place, in fact, I just want you to raise your hand if you've been dealing with sickness, physical sickness in your body for quite some time. Raise your hand. You prayed for healing, but it's been going ongoing. It's been an ongoing thing, okay? Or some of you, it's been something that's just returns, constantly returns. Or you know someone who has been sick in body for a long time. And I heard the Lord this week as I was preparing and praying. In fact, let me just stop and say this. I meant to say this before, but I want to say it now. I just want you to know this. Last week was Easter Sunday, and what a wonderful service we had, and what a wonderful time we had in the Lord last week. And as usual on Easter Sunday, usually a couple Sundays a year, we have a bigger crowd than we normally have. Most churches do. And last week, I did, at the end of the message, I did a salvation call, and as far as I could tell, nobody stood. And so I had people afterwards, you know, asking me, boy, that was such a powerful service, and I can't believe nobody stood. And I just want to tell you that the next morning in our staff meeting, we found out we had 4 Connect cards that were turned into the Welcome Center last week, and 3 of them said they gave their heart to the Lord. So I say that to say, even though we may not see it, the Lord is moving. The Lord is working. Amen? And so we usually talk about healing, and one thing that we believe here at this church is we believe that God wants everyone healed. Everyone. Amen? That's what we believe. And you may be sitting here going, well, I don't know if I believe that. I don't have time to go into all the scripture this morning and to share with you and show you, but I challenge you to read the word of the Lord. Read about Jesus. Read about his time in ministry. From the time that he called his disciples until the time that he went to heaven, read about him. And you'll see in the word of the Lord that it says multiple times, many times, that Jesus went into the towns and villages and cities, and everywhere he went, they brought all the sick to him, and he healed them all. Not one time do you see where Jesus went there and they brought the sick and he couldn't heal them or didn't heal them. Okay? Every time they brought the sick, he healed them all. And so we believe that Jesus wants us healed. I don't believe that he took the beating that he took for me. He died and he took the nails and he died for the remission or the remediation of my sins, for taking away our sin, right? He took our sin away when he died on the cross, amen? And when he rose from the grave, it was sealed. And we just celebrated that last week. But you have to understand, he took the beating for the stripes for your sickness so that you will be healed. So God wants us healed. I'll say it this way, I've said it many times. Does God want everyone to be saved? Then God wants everyone to be healed. If he wants to save you, he wants to heal you. Amen? And you have to believe that. But that's step one. Step two is something I want to share with you today. I was reading in Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm going to read it to you this morning. Verse 1, it says, my child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. You need to understand that this is the Lord speaking to us, speaking to his people. Never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you the path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Now watch this. Verse 8. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. I believe the Lord is clearly speaking. I'm gonna share another scripture here in just a second, but He's clearly speaking through His scripture to tell us that there are certain things that we need to understand that we have to do. Jesus took the stripes for our healing, but God, we've said this many, many times, and you see it throughout the word of the Lord, He wants to partner with us. I often think about an incident that happened in the Bible that we read about when Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, came to Jesus because his daughter was dying. And he went to Jesus where Jesus was, and to bring Jesus to his daughter to heal his daughter. And when he went to Jesus and started talking to him, immediately at that moment, someone pushed through the crowd and grabbed hold of the hem of Jesus' garment. And at that moment, as he's in the middle of talking to Jairus, he turned and said, "Who touched me?" And here we see two people that are partnering with God. They're pushing through. They're going to Him, and they're saying, "Come and heal me." The woman with the issue of blood touching the hem of the garment. And then Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And she was afraid to say anything, but eventually she said, "I did it." And He said, "Your faith has made you well, whole." Amen? Jairus, in the meantime, is sitting there thinking, you know, I'm talking to you, and all of a sudden it's interrupted, and my daughter's dying. I don't know about you, but I've been in situations before in my body. I've had sickness in my body where I thought, "Lord, is this ever going to be healed?" The woman with the issue of blood must have thought that. 12 years she was sick. Jairus must have thought that about his daughter. And actually, while he's talking to Jesus and he turns to the woman with the issue of blood, a servant comes to him and says, "Master, don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead." This is what I love about Jesus. He's talking to the woman with the issue of blood, but He also is hearing this conversation. And immediately He turns to Jairus and says, "Do not fear, only believe. Your daughter will live." And then He goes with him, and we know what happens. He takes the little girl by the hand and says, "Wake up." And she rises from the dead. So the Lord wants us to know that there's some things we need to do. And one of the things He says here in verse 7 and 8 of this scripture in Proverbs, He says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Proverbs 4:14 through 27 says this: don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the paths of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they are will bring life to those who find them, and listen to this, and healing to the whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So I want you to listen to what comes after this, because the Lord is telling us, guard our hearts. Turn away from evil. Guard your hearts. Listen to the words of the Lord that will bring healing to your body. And then this is what he says, avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. I want to say to you this morning, and I feel the Spirit of the Lord here, and he spoke this to me clearly this week. When I was saying, Lord, what do I talk about this week? What do you want me to share from your word? And he said, I just simply want you to get up there and teach them this, and then call the prayer team and pray with them. So prayer team, I want you to come. If you're on our prayer team, come this morning and stand right here between these two tables. And here's what I want to say. After sharing these scriptures with you, sometimes we allow the enemy to linger. Let me say it to you this way. We pray, Jesus taught us to pray, Father, your kingdom come and your will be done. Where? On earth. Where? As it is where? In heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. People, listen to me. There's no sickness in heaven. How many of you agree with that? Raise your hand. There's no sickness in heaven. Why would Jesus tell us to pray that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth? Do you know that scripture actually says, the actual translation is in earth. In earth. Well, look at somebody. That's earth. Your earth. How were we created? God reached down and grabbed a handful of dirt and he breathed life into it, and that's how man was created. And we know this. If you've ever been to a funeral, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. He created us from earth, and this body will return to earth, but this spirit will live forever. And so what Jesus is saying is you need to pray that the kingdom of God will come in earth and be established in earth. Well, wherever the kingdom of heaven is, there's no sickness, there's no pain, there's no sorrow. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. But I'm going to tell you this, wherever the kingdom of darkness is, there's sickness and there's fear and there's depression and there's torment. All of the things and many other things that come with darkness. And we have to understand that the Lord is calling us to live holy lives, righteous lives, to be pure in his sight. And I'm not telling you can do it by following a bunch of rules. What I'm saying is you need to follow the word of the Lord. Trust in his word. Let his word penetrate deep into your heart and turn away from evil. Turn away from wickedness. Quit allowing the enemy to linger in your life. Many of us have dismissed it and these thinking it's harmless little things. But these aren't little things and they're not harmless. I'm telling you, I don't care how big you think this evil is, this sin is. If you allow this sin to linger in your life, sin brings the kingdom of darkness into your life. It just does. You cannot allow sin to linger and expect the kingdom of God to be there. Light and dark cannot coexist. Come on, y'all. So I believe with all of my heart, I'm not saying this is every time or every occasion, and I'm not saying it's you, but I believe with all of my heart there are some of us that stay sick in our body because we allow some things to stay in our life that permit that sickness to stay there. And we just won't deal with it. These things, this evil has the power to cause things to happen in our lives. And what will happen is it will grow and take more and more control. They can be or become addictions. These little things that we dismiss. And just in case you're wondering, maybe I don't know what it is. I want you to pray. In a moment, we're going to pray and ask Holy Spirit to reveal it to us. And we're going to deal with it this morning. But here's some of the things that can linger, that we can dismiss and go, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, sometimes we've dismissed it so long that we don't even think about it anymore. But here are some of the things: unforgiveness, pride, lust, envy. Maybe you're coveting. Greed. And let me say it to you this way: an unhealthy desire for material things. Or disloyalty, or unkindness, or a judgmental attitude, or self-righteousness, or slander, or gossip, or perverse talk, corrupt speech, foul language. You say, well, that sin, it sure is. The Lord speaks about it. I just read you some scriptures. And we've dismissed it. I've talked to Christians and who love the Lord. I believe they do. I believe they want to serve Him. But I can't believe the language that comes out of their mouths. I know you're probably getting real mad at me right now, but it's okay. Get mad at the Holy Spirit. I'm just trying to preach the word. I just want us to be healed. Proverbs 12:17 says, an honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. I'm telling you, if you're lying, it's sin. No matter how big or small you think it is, there's no such thing as white lies. A lie is a lie. Stop lying. Start trusting the word of the Lord. So I want you to pray with me this morning before you come. Will you just close your eyes, and we're going to invite Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to reveal to our hearts right now, Father, if there's anything there that we've allowed to linger, any sin, any evil, anything that we've dismissed or just forgotten about or just allowed to sit in the corner of our hearts thinking that it was harmless. But Lord, you're revealing this morning the truth. I pray, Father, that you give us the courage and the strength to deal with it today and bring healing to our bodies. Right now, we're asking. If the Lord's speaking to you at any moment right now, if he's speaking to you, I want you to get up and come and stand in front of one of these prayer team members. Let him pray with you and agree with you. Anything in your life that you just need to deal with. You may say, well, I'm not sick in the body, but you're dealing with sin. You're dealing with some things that you've allowed to linger. I want you to come right now. Come on. Just come and let them pray with you. Yeah, come on. Come on. Thank you for having courage to do it. You say, well, why do I have to come and stand with one of them? Why can't I just deal with this on my own? Now, listen, you need the brothers and sisters in Christ. You need the body to help you. If you could do this on your own, you'd have done it already. Come on. Come. Hallelujah. Thank you.
just start to sing your own song of surrender to Him this morning. Just surrender. Even if you didn't need to come up front to surrender something to Him, just sing that song affirming, I am surrendered to You. I'm available. I'm willing for You to search me and know me and try my anxious thoughts and see if there is any wickedness in me. I'm laying myself at Your feet completely yielded. Ever could. Let it letting it go. Giving the uncertainty that you feel at letting that go. The worry about what will I do or how is this going to change my life? How does this affect me? What does this mean? You don't worry about that. He's responsible for the details. He's responsible for leading and guiding you into that. You just give him all those things that you feel and express. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you. I trust you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all.
One more. I want to tell you that we're up here praying. Our prayer team, we have trained them to not just have you come up and just start laying hands on you and start praying, right? We've actually trained them and talked to them about talking with you. So if you wonder, well, man, that's taking a while, because we're not just going to rush through this. Talking with you about what's going on in your life, asking the right questions, and discovering what Holy Spirit is bringing to the surface so that we can accurately deal with what we need to deal with. You understand that? And I think it's so important for us as a body, when this is taking place, for you to be praying as well. You know, I know most of you probably are, but just to remind you, pray with us, because we're storming the gates of hell is what we're doing. Come on, y'all. Are you alive in this place today? We are coming against the gates of hell. We are tearing down strongholds, and we're breaking chains of bondage. And we're setting the captives free, because that's what we've been called to do. And if we're going to change this world, we're going to have to be a church that does those kind of things and that speaks with authority. And that feels it deep inside of us. We're not patty caking around. This is serious business. Not everybody's gonna like that. Not everybody's gonna want to be a part of that. That's okay. That there's other churches out there. I'm just saying, this is what I feel like the Lord's called us to do. You may say, well, man, this is really serious today. Well, this is serious stuff we're dealing with. I don't want to see any of us end up in the wrong place when the time comes. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see any of us. I don't want to see anybody end up in hell. No one. I want to deal with one more thing. I want to pray for healing for your relationships, for our relationships. because, you know, we just did healing for the body. And in the same way that sin can prevent us, and this will show you something here, because you know this, there won't be many people that will disagree with this one. In the same way that sin can prevent us from receiving healing in our body, sin can prevent us from receiving healing in our relationships. Now, y'all know that's true. So I'm going to read a scripture, and it's a little bit lengthy. It's Ephesians chapter 5, 29 verses, but listen closely to this, okay? And then I'm going to say a couple things, then we're going to pray for healing in relationships this morning, and then we're going to close this service out. This is what it says. Before I read this, I feel strongly, I hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. And if you've been struggling in relationship, maybe your marriage, friends, family, mom, dad, whatever's going on in relationship, co-workers, classmates, I don't know where it is, but if you've been struggling in relationships, listen to this word. Ephesians 5:1, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do. Because you are his dear children, live a life filled with love. Following the example of Christ, he loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in these things that people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. That is why it said, awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to continue on, and I want you to pay close attention if you're married to this. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of the word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies, for a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. I want to say that some of us in this place today and watching today have had much difficulties in relationships. Whether it's parents or children or siblings or relatives or marriages or coworkers or business partners or friends or many other relationships, we've had difficulties in those relationships because we have allowed the enemy to have a foothold in our lives. In the same way I was saying it earlier, we've allowed certain sin to linger. And because we've allowed it to linger, we haven't been imitating God in everything that we do. We've been getting angry or allowing anger to stay there, or we've been harsh or unkind or stubborn or prideful. We've been hurtful in our actions and the words that we've said. We've been selfish. We've allowed some things to stand in the way, maybe a wound. Maybe you've allowed these things to stay in the way of this relationship because of a wound that took place. You know, I've counseled a lot of husbands and wives over the years, but when I've spent time with just the husbands, this is what I always say to them. I don't want to talk about what she's done or what she's said. I want to talk about you. Because Jesus told you, God told you to love your wife as Christ loves the church and gave himself up for her. Husbands, do you know what that means? That means that you lay everything down for your wife. You sacrifice your desires, your wants, those things for her, because that's what Christ did for us. He loved us so much, he gave it all. He laid down his very life for us. And God was calling us as husbands to do the same thing. And wives, I know you have trouble sometimes with the submit to your husband in everything, especially the everything part. I understand that. And it's especially hard to submit yourselves to your husband if they're not loving you as Christ loves the church. But I would say to husbands and to wives, just because the other one's not doing what the word says doesn't mean you're excused. Yeah, that deserves a clap right there. That really does. That, come on, y'all. Quit blaming your actions or your lack of imitating God on what the other one is doing. God's not going to ask you on judgment day, what did she do or what did he do? He's going to ask you, what did you do? And I don't know about you, but I want my response to be, I tried to imitate you in everything that I did, Father. And I want him to see that in my life. And that's not just about husbands and wives, it's about every relationship. Parents, if you're having struggles in your relationships with your children. Children, if you're having struggle in your relationship with your parents. Then I would ask you, are you imitating God in everything that you do? Or have you allowed some sin to come in, rebellion come in, and linger there? And I would say to you, if you continue to allow that, you will never fix that relationship. You have to kick the sin out. You have to deal with it. And I want to say one more thing to husbands and wives. I've seen it happen multiple times. And so I know it's true, but I really know it's true because it's in the Word of God. I'm telling you, husbands and wives, if you're sitting here today and your husband doesn't attend church, or you've been coming to church without your husband, or vice versa, husband, you've been coming without your wives and you've been praying for them, I'm telling you, imitate God in everything you do. Get the sin out of your life and you will be a beacon of light to them and you will draw them to the Lord. I promise you that. They will see Jesus, truly see Jesus living in you. And they won't be able to resist. You say, well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Relationships are hard. You know? If everybody was as amazing as Howard, they'd be easy. but they're hard. So I want to pray with us today. And if you've got any struggle, please be open and transparent and real this morning. I believe the Lord's working today. I believe we're going to experience freedom in our lives like we've needed for so long. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us today. I pray, Lord, that we would hear your word in our hearts. And we would allow your word to set us free. So, Father, if there's anything there that we've been allowing to stay in our hearts, unforgiveness. I hear unforgiveness big this morning. A wound. They hurt me, Father. They hurt me, and I just don't want to let go of it. Father, I pray today that we would let go. We would allow you to heal our hearts right now. If you're here and that's just speaking to your heart, you've had some struggles in a relationship, in any relationship, and you just want complete healing this morning, I'm not going to ask you to come here. I just want you to stand right where your seat is. Just stand. If that's you and you want healing in a relationship today, you just need the Lord to heal your heart, heal their heart, just stand. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right. If somebody's near you, would you just put your hand on them? If they're near you, just reach up and put your hand on them. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, Lord, I pray for marriages in this place today. I pray, Father, that you would bring the healing balm of Gilead right now upon our hearts. Lord, for every wound that's there, I pray, God, for healing right now. Your healing salve, Father, to just wash over us and heal us. Inside out, Father, heal our hearts right now from every wound, from every word that's been spoken against us, from every curse that's been spoken against us. Father, from every hurtful word that's been said to us, I pray, God, you heal us right now. Heal us, Father. Father, I pray that you would give us the strength right now to follow you and imitate you in everything that we do, so that we would be a shining example, not only for our spouses to see, but Lord, for the world to see. And I pray, Father, that you would draw them to repentance as well. Father, I pray for every relationship in this building, everyone that's standing, Lord, that's saying, I need healing in this relationship, parents and children and siblings, co-workers and business partners and all of those things. Father, I pray that you bring healing right now to those relationships. As you bring healing to our hearts and as we imitate you in all that we do, Father, I thank you for restoration right now, reconciliation right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare it. And we say we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, give the